Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, the Subway Series edition, along with my happy co-host who happens to be a diehard Yankee fan, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, the host, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I feel great. You know, the Yankees put my Mets all over the place in the Bronx. I feel terrific. How are you doing? I know you just came back from the Tinker Tape Parade, you know, at the Canyon of Heroes, since you guys, you know, swept us, you know. So how are you doing? How is it over there?
Well, Yankees have had enough parades. I don't think they need a parade for that, trust me. But I'm pretty good.
That's good. That's good to hear. Of course, folks, we're going to lead off with a little Subway Series, as you can tell here. Then we're going to shift gears, talk a little NBA, as the Celtics got eliminated yesterday against the Heat. We'll talk about that. We'll preview the NBA Finals as, of course, Thunder advanced during this week. So we'll preview the Thunders versus Miami Heat series. And, you know, we'll talk about other sports and, of course, what's going on in sports entertainment. And as usual, folks, feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. You know the deal. Of course, that number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. Feel free to talk sports, entertainment, and everything else. And I'm pretty sure I know what you want to talk about, Mac. You know what the people want to hear right now. And, of course, It is, of course, the Subway Series.
Let's start with it.
And as usual, old hat, as my friend hinted right here, you know, business as usual for the Yankees. You know, they come home, they defend their home turf against the Mets, and pretty much send us back going, well, actually, now we're going to Tampa. So pretty much the Yankees were great hosts to the Mets, of course. And after the game, they pretty much kicked us out of their stadium, and now we're going to Tampa Bay, where we'll hopefully fare better.
Yeah, it was the Mets this weekend, they lost in every possible way. They got blown out Friday. They lost a close game yesterday.
Yep.
And they didn't get walked off. When you guys were up 3-0, I thought you guys were going to win this game. I thought you could salvage this series, you know? That's his last game of the series.
If you remember what I, you know, when I text you, we were up 3-0. Of course, Wright and Bay struck out, I believe, in that inning. And if I remember what I said, do you remember what I told you?
Yeah, you said Mets are going to get swept. Congrats.
That is correct. you know how sometimes people want to be right all the time? Well, in that instance, I wish I was wrong. But unfortunately, you know, Mets was up 3-0. I mean, you know, after Nice put up a zero on the board, I was like, okay, you know, at first before the game started, I was confident. I thought, as all these other games in this series, I thought I was going to be confident. I thought we were going to win. Of course, Friday came, got blown out, 3 starts in a row. Santana, since pitching in the new Yankee Stadium, he's been beat up badly. I think his ERA is a little over 12, if I'm not mistaken. You know, that pretty much was a throwaway game. Of course, the Yankees have 4 home runs, including back-to-back-to-back and belly-to-belly home runs against Santana. And that game was a throwaway game, 9-1. Tip your hat to the Yankees. You know, they pitch better, they hit better, you know, we're just talking about Friday here. Saturday, we had the, let me see, what was it? I think we had, that was the game. You were leading 1-0. Cantania, a guy who didn't even homer since 08, his first home run as a Met, he goes deep, ties the game up. You know, Great. Feel like we're in the game still. Dan Wright gives us a 2-run lead. Of course, you know, with the Yankees, a 1-run lead isn't enough. So, of course, eventually, G made a mistake. The sharer sent it over the wall, and that's all she wrote on Saturday. Today, we jumped out to a 3-0 lead. But you know what's the turning? There was 2 turning points of the game. One, of course, you know, we had a chance to knock Pettit out of the game.
Yep.
This was easily Pettit's worst start of the game because Pettit was usually sharp so far. He'd gone into the 7th inning and all his starts prior to today. But unfortunately, we had a chance, you know, to knock the Yankees, you know, from coming back. But unfortunately, Wright and Bay who usually hits great against Pettit, hitting like 430-something in his career against Pettit. But of course, that wasn't enough. He strikes out, Wright strikes out, and that's when I pretty much thought you guys were going to win the game. Then, you know, we started pitching better, holding them down 7th inning. You know, I think we have a chance, 2 out. Wright makes an error, and of course, you know, that opens the floodgates.
Yeah.
And see you later, goodbye. 2-run home run by Russell Martin, the cut into the lead. Yankees are just down by 1. And from that, you know, I knew, fortunately, you guys were going to come back. We had a 1-run lead, but, man, the way how this bullpen has been pitching and how horrible the offense has been this week, man, I knew you guys had to win. As soon as you guys tied the game, Man, against the Yankees in a tight game, you might as well think you're down by a run because, I mean, you know this game's gonna keep going on forever until the Yankees eventually take the lead. They did. Top of the ninth, I should say. Soriano, who's been perfect since he's been the closer after Mariano's knee injury, and he got his first blown save. So I'm feeling so I'm like okay we. You know, we're back in the game. Hopefully we can get this lead run at least. And then I'll worry about Frank Francisco trying to close out the game in the bottom of the ninth. But unfortunately, Mets couldn't get that lead run. And, of course, as you could see, next inning, Russell Martin, the bottom ninth. See ya, goodbye. Ball game over. Subway Series over. Yankees and the Mets. Yankees sweep the Mets. And, of course, you hear the dun-dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun-dun. The most annoying sound I've heard in sports. Okay, maybe I'm biased. If I was a Yankee fan, probably I would love it, but I'm not. It gets on my nerves. And, you know, bottom line, I got to tip my hat to you guys. You guys came to play. You guys looked our behinds. And it stinks to say it, but, hey, you know, you guys – deserve the win, and, you know, it's just a typical day in the office for you guys, so.
Well, you know, the Mets made some mistakes, especially some base running mistakes today.
Oh, yeah, awesome. I mean, Pettit, he picked off, he has, like, I think 101 pickoff, which they've been keeping track of that score since 74, so as to our knowledge, Pettit has more pickoffs than anybody in the history of the game since they've been tracking 1974. So, you know, pretty much a typical, you know, Yankee series against the Mets, especially in this was the first sweep at Yankee Stadium since 2003.
Yeah.
That series I'm very familiar with. The only series that, of course, the Yankees swept Mets all six games. But, of course, the next year after that, Mets did sweep them at Shea to return the favor. Well, actually, you know, win the series also. But, unfortunately, when the Yankees won in 2000 and swept the whole series, you know, in 03, I mean, there's not really much you could really do to out-top that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they made some base running mistakes. The pitching was good. Mies pitched good today. Pettit, you know, with the exception of that second inning, you know, he pitched fairly good. But it was a little sloppiness on the base running on a bases. You know, Ike Davis, he got thrown out in that ninth inning when the Mets, you know, they had the potential to go up in that ninth inning, or was it in the bottom of eight? I should say. Top of the ninth, right?
It was in the ninth, but then again, I mean, you know, normally I would kill him for it, but then again, I mean, the Mets offense for this whole series, you know, they weren't doing nothing against you guys, so they had to push the envelope, even though Davis, I mean, he's no Jose Reyes on the base pad. So,
right.
I mean, you know, in hindsight, you know, he shouldn't have run, but I can't kill the guy. You know, he tried to do a hustle play, but unfortunately, he wasn't fast enough to do it. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, pretty much no excuses. You guys, we came to your town. You gave us a warm welcome, of course, as usual. And you guys picked us on the keister on the way out. And now we got to move on to the next one in Tampa.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing is that the Mets pitchers had to keep Yankees in the ballpark because, you know, Yankees,
exactly. They
live and die by the home run. So,
yeah, there's no doubt about that.
This weekend they didn't do that. You know, Yankees hitting home runs all over the place, and that eventually killed the Mets this weekend.
Yeah, you nailed it right on the head. Yankees live and die with the home run. I mean, Yankees literally haven't had a win without homering. So,
yeah.
I mean, that shows you right there how they literally live and die with the home run. So.
Yeah. So,
bottom line, Yankees, they And they, dude, you might as well call them the Mighty Morphin Power Yankees, because they were just, they were just, man, whooping our behind like we were putty or something. I mean, man.
Yeah.
You know,
so...
but you know, I have to think positive. You know what was the best thing about leaving Yankee Stadium?
What?
Was leaving Yankee Stadium. Man. I'm glad that series is over.
Well, now both teams, they still have a tough schedule. You guys go play the Rays, who are leading the AL East right now. Yankees are half game behind them. And Yankees play, is it the Marlins
Braves.
Next?
The Braves.
The Braves, yeah. Braves next, so... Still a tough schedule ahead for both teams.
Yeah. So, you know, that's pretty much all she wrote there. I mean, bottom line is just rehashing. Yankees, of course, swept the series. Music to your ears, I know, but it's just the way it is. Hopefully,
yeah, you know,
we can bounce back, you know, start a winning streak against, you know, Tampa Bay and return the favor, hopefully, when we face you guys at home and give you the same loving, warm welcome the Yankees gave the Mets this weekend right here.
Yeah, let's hope it's more competitive, you know. I want to see a competitive game. That's what I like about baseball. I want to see it be competitive.
Yeah, these, you got to give them credit. These last two games have been competitive.
Yeah, they were.
Fortunately, it didn't end the way I wanted it to end, but that's baseball.
Hey, that's why there's two series. You know, there's still one more series left at City Field, so we'll see how that goes.
After next year, they might just make it up for just one series.
Yeah.
But, well, I guess we'll just move on from this. It's already done. And, you know, congrats to the Yankees, you know, clinching the World Series. In their mind, I was in the Mets' butt, but oh well, you know. Let's go on to real finals. The NBA Finals. It will be, of course, against Miami Heat, as Wade tries to win his second, and LeBron tries to win his first, versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, trying to win their first NBA championship since moving from Seattle, when they were called the Seattle Supersonics, and now the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're going to try to win. Kevin Durant's going to try to win his first win, his first championship. And how many does Derek Fisher have? Like five? He's trying to get his fifth, I think. Fifth or six?
Possibly. I think he does have five with LA.
Yeah, I think it is five. Yeah, I think he has all. Yeah, I think he does have all five with the Lakers.
And he has a chance to win the 6-1 with the Thunder. So.
Yep. So that should be a very interesting series. And of course, since the Eastern Conference just ended yesterday, that means Celtics. Big Four, you know, run is most likely going to be over. And they're going to most likely rebuild.
Yeah, it looks like that. Looks like that's going to happen.
And it couldn't happen to a more wonderful team like the Boston Celtics. But hopefully they'll make some bad decisions and set their franchise back for at least 100 years from now.
Yeah.
But realistically, you know, they most likely, you know, still got some smart guys, you know, running that organization. So, you know, they're going to rebuild. And unfortunately, you know, I don't know, in maybe 5 years, try to compete again.
Well, they're getting old, you know. They're an old team. And I think it is time to break them up. Ray Allen, he struggled a little bit this year. He was even benched for a period of time.
He said that there's still some basketball years left in him.
Well, it's not gonna be with the Celtics, that's for sure.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, he's a free agent also, so Probably he won't be coming back, probably.
Yeah. So most likely he's going to hop onto another team he feels can help him win another championship. So we shall see.
Yeah, and isn't KG a free agent also?
It could be possible. I'm not sure. But one thing Celtics should do is definitely hold on to Rondo. I know he doesn't really shoot well, but he does everything else perfectly. I mean,
yeah,
the type of point guard you want to build around.
Yeah, he's one of the best point guards in the NBA.
Yeah.
Why would you trade him?
I wouldn't at all. I mean, there was rumors, of course, for, you know, Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul's a great point guard also. But, I mean, there's something said to having a homegrown guy.
Right.
You know, on your team. And also winning a championship. I mean, that should count for something.
Exactly.
So If I was the GM of the Celtics, which thank God I'm not, because I don't want to help the Celtics win, I'd hold on to him. So.
Yeah, they probably will. They have to.
Who else would you hold on to? Well, of course, Paul Pierce. You got to hold on to him, too.
Paul Pierce, yeah. I don't follow the Celtics that closely, but
yeah.
What's that other guy? Asshole. Yeah, I forget his name.
Describe him. What position does he play?
He was in the starting lineup, alongside Kevin Garnett. Bass, right? There you go, Bass. He's a good player.
Yeah, he is.
He's their future, right? He's a young guy, so they could build team around him and Rondo.
Yeah, of course. And keep Paul Pierce if you can. I mean,
yeah,
that's what they should do. I mean, Allen, you know, he's still a good player. I mean, if they could try to re-sign him, you know, maybe they could. I don't know, but you know,
I don't think so.
Kevin Garnett, I mean, other than, you know, this series, I mean, he's had some vintage games, but
He had a rejuvenated season this year.
Yeah, he did. But I think that's the best you're going to get out of him.
Yeah.
I know that's hard to say because he was like a huge leader for them in that 08 season, you know. That guy was like the unofficial captain. I mean,
yeah.
I think they had technically three co-captains or so, but I mean, he was like the unofficial captain, even though, of course, Paul Pierce was the anchor of that team, especially through all those losing years with Antoine Walker and all those other guys, you know. But, yeah, I think they should definitely let KG go.
Yeah, that'll probably happen. And then Ray Allen might not be back.
Yep. But now it looks like, you know, LeBron might get the, you know, shut the naysayers up. Look like he might win it this year.
He better, or else they're gonna keep to criticize him for not winning a championship. So he has another opportunity.
Oh yeah. Right now he'll prove all the naysayers wrong about the decision, which of course we're one of them, but you know. Looks like he has a strong chance. But Durant, I mean, he's hungry. It's like, you know, the Thunder, they have a Cinderella story, you know, a feel-good story, you know, an organization that you know, went through some tough times. And, of course, you know, it's never easy moving a franchise to a different city, changing the name and having their own identity. Winning a championship will definitely do that.
Yep.
And
they're very young.
Yeah. And this would be their first championship, of course, in Oklahoma, and their last championship as when they were called the Seattle SuperSonic was in 1979 when the former Knicks head coach Lenny Wilkins was the head coach of that team.
Yep.
So good luck to the Thunder. Hopefully they'll win their first. If not, then Miami will win their second ever championship.
Good luck to them.
Yeah, totally. And speaking of finals, we're going to shift gears quickly to the Stanley Cup, and it's really getting interesting here. After the LA Kings were up 3-0 and had the nails in the coffin of the New Jersey Devil, they've lost these last two games. And as a matter of fact, Game 5 was the first time the LA Kings lost a game on the road this season. I mean, in the postseason. So they better win. They better win tomorrow, or else next time we come back here, we're going to be talking about the New Jersey Devil being the second team in NHL history to come back from a 3-0 deficit.
I think Kings will finish them off tomorrow. I think, you know.
Sure, also.
I don't think Devils will be able to come back from 3-0, but, you know, anything could happen. We'll see.
Yeah. I hope so as well. But lastly, let's shift gears again to this time TNA. They're having their Slammiversary tonight, and there's rumors that Christian might be their first inductee or one of their inductees tonight.
Wow.
Because I guess because of course Ric Flair got inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame as a member of the Four Horsemen, even though he's an employee so far.
Right.
TNA. So TNA looks like they might be returning the favor and inducting Christian. That's the rumor.
Wow. So if Christian is inducted, will he show up?
Well, yeah, if he's inducted, he'd show up.
But he's on the contract, he can't be going to another organization.
Well, Ric Flair was under TNA contract and he went.
Oh, that's true.
So they might return the favor.
That's true.
And there's even, there's some people who are thinking maybe they might induct the Macho Man, you know, the stick it to WWE, since WWE, I mean, that's the biggest omission,
right,
in the WWE Hall of Fame, that he's not in there.
Oh, it's interesting.
So maybe they might do that. I mean, only people, I mean, who watches the event or, you know, the results will reveal who that might be, you know, because they're going to finally have their first ever TNA Hall of Fame.
An event called Slamboree?
No, Slammiversary.
Slammiversary.
Yeah, apparently they had this event 10 years. But moving to WWE, Michael Cole got his butt kicked, which we all love to hear about, by John Cena.
I love that.